This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Danica in Stamford. Danica writes, I had dinner with my coworkers and I told my husband that I wasn't coming straight home. My phone died while I was out and my husband has called me 12 times. Yeah. It was an emergency. It was not an emergency. He just wanted to know where I was. I went off on him and now he thinks I'm hiding something. Why is he mad?
Why did you go off on him?
He called you 12 times.
Uh-huh. You didn't answer your phone.
He was on her nerves.
But you went off on him.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse. Your husband tell you he going out with his boys.
Mm-hmm.
You call him. He don't answer his phone.
Oh, I'm mad. Double standard.
Yeah.
You can't reverse.
No. Yeah. But then she flipped it. She mad at him.
Yeah.
For calling.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
bye. She was bugging her.
Girl, bye.
Just trying to have fun with her coworkers.
Yeah, well, your phone died.
All right.
What coworkers?
This is from moving on to Tricia and Brickell. Tricia writes, I've been dating a guy for 5 months and we've had sex a few times, but not as much as a new relationship should be doing it. He laughs and calls me a sex fiend. I don't like that he teases me about it. Why is he the only one that can initiate sex? Interesting.
Because he's pacing himself.
He's pacing himself?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah, what?
You've been dating a man 5 months.
5 months. Uh-huh.
Before you met him, he wasn't having sex?
Well, she doesn't say that.
In the 5 months, have you heard the word, we are exclusive?
Oh.
So
he's a little tired.
He got to pace himself.
He can't. He can't hang with the young lady. Okay. Well,
no, it ain't that he can't hang with the young lady. See, Shirley, what's wrong?
You said pace himself. What does that mean?
That means he's peanut butter.
He's spread. He booked him busy. Not just with her.
Jesus.
How you don't get that?
Lord have mercy.
How is it that you do and it's okay?
But why is you supposed to be asking the questions, not judging
them? Like, what? I'm not judging. I just want to know.
He can't handle the young girl.
Yeah,
he can. But he's handling.
Nah.
He handling.
I like my answer better. Okay, moving on. Moving on to Arlinda in Chesterfield. Arlinda writes, my husband had a birthday party at work. He brought his cards and leftover cake home and said, it's trash. I read the cards and one of them said, happy birthday, sweetie. It was from his so-called work wife. He said she was joking and he should have thrown the card away. Can they be trusted at work?
Ooh.
Why he bring the cards home?
that's your issue.
How these cards at this house?
I'm gonna set it together.
I can't.
But happy birthday, sweetie. Though, come on. How is he gonna get out of that one?
Why is he in it?
And litter.
And how does she know about the work wife?
From his so-called work wife. That's what she said. So she does know about it.
Okay. What do you want?
You heard Tommy? I've never called him sweetie. I'm his work wife. And I've never said happy birthday, sweetie. And
Elbow.
Put it in a card.
All I'm back is, why did he bring these damn cards home? I can't get past that. Because we ain't answering none of these questions if you leave them damn cards in the trash somewhere.
But why does she call him sweetie, though? Is there more going on? That's just what
happy
the wife
birthday,
wants to
sweetie.
Know.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, sweetie.
Well, for starters, it damn sure sound like it.
Yes.
That part.
It does.
And it wouldn't even sound like it if his dumb ass hadn't bought them cards home.
Back to your point.
Why did he bring the card home? Does it mean nothing to him?
Because dudes who ain't used to getting nothing try to hang on to stuff. You know, it's like, hey, when I get my Father's Day cards, they sit on my desk for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, because they ain't going to give me nothing else. You know, so... Well, Dad, what I'm going to get you? You got everything. Well, try!
This become about him and Father's
I don't know. It always is.
Yes, damn it. Always comes back to that.
Father's Day.
Because I'm pushing to get Father's Day taken off in 2026. I bet if I go to Elon and can show how much money we lose, I bet it won't be no more damn Father's Day.
So this has become a thing. Yeah, a real thing with you now.
Yeah, Father's Day. I know it's coming. It ain't finna get none.
Yeah, it's in a few months. You're right. Mm. Well, don't try it with Mother's Day, because we come up on Mother's Day. All right. Last one. Maurice in Philly. Maurice writes, my wife and my mom are too close. She tells my mom all of our business, and it irritates me because my mom uses it to scold me like I'm a kid. My wife does not see how my mom is using her. How can I get those two to stop gossiping?
Too late. Too late.
It's too late? They're too close too now? Why do you
the only thing you could do is pull your mama to the side. Let's say you married your, let's say your wife named Trina, just for these purposes. Just pull your mama to the side and say, mama, I was talking to Trina, and Trina just thinks you stupid.
You can't tell his mom that.
And just walk out the room. That'll be in that relationship so fast.
Shut that down.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I'm stupid.
That's too far, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you try, hey, you want to not be close, kill it.
I like it.
You cannot
they
do that.
They won't be close at all.
They'll hate each other. It'll be
hey,
four.
Ask your mama, can she watch the kids? And like, no, I'm too damn stupid to watch kids, remember?
Yeah, it will be all of that. Yeah.
No, wow.
There's but no other way.
Yeah.
No, there's no other way.
But why is his mom scolding him like he is a kid, though? Why is she doing that?
And she using the information that the wife giving him.
Yeah.
So, you know what? And he can't check his mama.
You got to nip this at the house.
Or you can sit down and just tell your wife, hey, look, baby, the stuff you telling your mama, she coming back using it against me. And I don't like that. Let's just not discuss our business with her. Y'all want to gossip and talk about stuff? Take me off the gossip column. I don't want to be in it no more.
He's going to go right back to his mom and tell her exactly what you just said.
Right. And then if you do that, then, you know, I'm going to go get another family.
I'm going to get another family.
Oh, yeah. That'll solve the problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.